Chapter 11. The Indo-Europeans. The Indo-European Persians conquer the Semitic and the Egyptian world. The world of Egypt and Babylon and Assyria and Phoenicia had existed almost 30 centuries, and the venerable races of the fertile valley were getting old and tired. Their doom was sealed when a new and more energetic race appeared upon the horizon. We call this race the Indo-European race, because it conquered not only Europe, but also made itself the ruling class in the country which is now known as British India. These Indo-Europeans were white men, like the Semites, but they spoke a different language, which is regarded as the common ancestor of all European tongues, with the exception of Hungarian and Finnish and the Basque dialects of northern Spain. When we first hear of them, they had been living along the shores of the Caspian Sea for many centuries. But one day they had packed their tents, and they had wandered forth in search of a new home. Some of them had moved into the mountains of Central Asia, and for many centuries they had lived among the peaks which surround the plateau of Iran, and that is why we call them Aryans. Others had followed the setting sun, and they had taken possession of the plains of Europe, as I shall tell you, when I give you the story of Greece and Rome. For the moment we must follow the Aryans. Under the leadership of Zarathustra, or Zoroaster, who was their great teacher, many of them had left their mountain homes to follow the swiftly flowing Indus River on its way to the sea.